Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you
show. This is episode 205 on this beautiful bank holiday Monday. I don't know if you've been having one where you are, but we've had the most glorious day today. Of course, it's evening here now. It's 10:15, no, just after 10 o'clock. And this is Jan Christie speaking for the United Kingdom. And we're going to dedicate this show to peace. And we're going to nip over to America and join our Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary? Gary Moore, sorry.
I am here. I'm here, Jen Christie. Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. Did I detect an all-new musical intro on this
episode? Oh, you
did. Episode?
Just tidied it up a bit.
Sounds like you mixed it a little differently and punched
slightly.
It up a bit. Sounds
yeah.
good.
Thank you. You're still cutting out at the beginning, but, you know, that's Blog Talk Radio for you. Okay,
well, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk. We should have had Kelly, and she may appear yet, Kelly Coulter, doing the Destiny card readings, and in fact, we do have hundreds of callers on the switchboard, but I haven't been able to contact her yet. I spoke to her earlier in the week, so I know she knows she's on the show, but maybe she's been held up somewhere or something's happened. So we'll just play a little bit of music, I think, while we just see if we can find her. But in the meantime, we will is it Bank Holiday there, by the way? Gary?
What was that? Say again.
Is it Bank Holiday there? Bank Holiday Monday?
No, not a Bank Holiday Monday here. Not this Monday.
All right.
It's just another Monday.
Just another Monday. Just another working day.
The next Bank Holiday I think we have will be known as Labor Day, which will be, I think, next weekend. Then next Monday, the 2nd of September, I do believe it. I believe that's what it is, but that'll be our next holiday.
All right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, that'll be really good for you. And we've been to the race course today to take John's granddad over there, over in Ripon, which is about 60 miles away from here. So it's been quite a busy day. But anyway, we're going to dedicate the show in the meantime until Kelly gets here to peace, because we do need peace. We're going to dedicate the whole show to peace. We're going to need peace. There's been horrendous things going on in the world. And so I'm just going to play this Hymn to the Angel of Peace that I recorded with children from a local school about 4 years ago. And it's called Hymn to the Angel of Peace.
Great.
Visualize, invoking
you. Right. We still haven't got Kelly, but we're going to send healing out to Billy Starvexa there. He's just had cataract surgery this morning. And anybody else who needs any healing, sending out, we're going to send it out right now. But Gary's going to bring a caller on. And I've got my fairy cards here. They're not to the destiny cards, such as Kelly reads, but I can do the fairy cards if anybody wants to ask a question. All right.
Okay, I'll go ahead and bring on a caller. And I just wanted to say really quickly, we are cascading healing your way, Billy, for your cataract surgery. We've come a long way with these cataract surgeries, let me tell you. My father had one many, many, many years ago, back in the 60s, and it was a major operation back then. So it's not near as bad as it once was. So in the meantime, we are sending healing your way. Yeah.
We are.
Let's answer the first caller. We have a caller from the 201 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring you on. 201, you are on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Rose from Jersey.
Rose from Jersey?
Yes.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
How are you?
Just wanted like a general reading, unless you need a more specific question.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just shuffling the cards now. So I want you to give me a number up to 5 and tell me when to stop shuffling and then give me a number between 1 and 5. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just keeping shuffling until you say stop.
Stop, please.
Stop? Okay. Now give me a number between 1 and 5. And I'll read number 5. Okay. I'll read the card that the fairies have chosen for you. And let's have a look what we've got here. Okay, moving forward fearlessly. Can you identify with that?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It says you are making big breakthroughs in your life by putting your divinely inspired ideas into action. Trust that you are guided each step of the way, and those gut feelings, dreams, and strong impulses you've been getting aren't just examples of wishful thinking. They represent the germination of new projects and situations that are vehicles for your divine life mission. So don't ignore these gifts from heaven, which come on wings of repetitive strong thoughts and feelings. Have you been getting those sort of, you know, continuous feelings which are telling you what you need to be doing?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about my future and what should I do for change. So I have been getting feelings because I want change very badly.
Right, well, the fairies ask that you honor your inner feelings by taking at least one step today in the direction of making your dreams and desires a reality. Fearlessly take one step to dismantle any part of your life that is out of integrity. Take another step towards realizing your heart's desire, and every tiny step that is remotely related to improving your life will make you feel that you're soaring with the fairy realm. So keep taking one step a day, and soon your dreams will be a reality.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And the affirmation that you need to take note of is, I move forward fearlessly, trusting that each step I take is perfectly guided.
Okay.
So that's a lovely message for you. And
that's a nice card.
It is. It's beautiful. And it's, you know, one of those that a lot of people at this moment, because there are so many thousands and millions of people around the world awakening and taking notice of the inner voices, it's, you know, one of those cards that anybody out there listening, if you can identify with that, the message is for you as well.
Okay.
So
I think it could be
you.
Applied to all of us.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but especially people who have just awakened or have been awakening for a while, but not really doing much about it, especially for those people. That card is for you. But especially for you, Rose, because you called in, that card was chosen especially for you from a pack of 52 cards, or however many there are in this deck. And, you know, so you do really need to do as it says, because you need to step out of your comfort zone and, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. That was my motto. Yeah. So if you have felt a little bit afraid or feel that you're stepping too far out of your comfort zone, don't bother. Just go for it.
Right. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take the first step in faith. You don't need to see the whole staircase. Just take the first
step. Okay.
That's good, Gary. Okay, so I hope that helps, Rose.
Very much so. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in. And you can always call in and let us know how you went on when you've sort of climbed that mountain that you're thinking you're going to be climbing.
I feel I am, so I'm heading that way.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Rose. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
go ahead,
lovely.
Put you back on
lovely
hold.
Lady. No, lovely energy. And we'll have another caller, if you like, Gary, if anybody wants a fairy card reading. Sometimes
we have another caller from the 315 area code. I'll go ahead and bring them on. 315, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm Annette from New York.
Annette, did you say?
Yes.
Annette from New York. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
Well, I'm shuffling the cards once again so that we get them all nice and shuffled. And so tell me when to stop shuffling and give me numbers between 1 and 5 and I'll see what the fairies are sending for you today.
Okay.
Message-wise.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and, stop shuffling.
Okay.
And what number card would you...
4, please.
Number 4. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Right. Oh, creative expression. Oh, that sounds gorgeous. Are you a creative person?
Yeah.
Are you painting or anything like that?
I do more crafts.
Arts and crafts, is it you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the card meaning is... Your heart needs an outlet to express powerful emotions, and by drawing this card, you're urged to engage in an artistic or creative endeavor. So it sounds like you've already started your creativity. And the fairies sing, dance, and make beautiful decorations as a way of expressing their heart's joyful energy. You too are urged to create an outlet for creative expression. So anything artistic or creative will make your heart sing with joy and will allow you to get in touch with your true inner feelings and divine guidance. Painting, flowery arranging, photography, sand or snow sculpting, writing or composing songs are wonderful examples. And your creative expression doesn't need to be skillful or perfect. In fact, the most therapeutic types of creative activities allow you to paint outside the lines. In other words, don't worry whether your creative project is perfect or marketable. Let go of all goals and judgments and instead create with childlike exuberance. Enjoy. Well, that's a message for everyone and me as well.
Thank you.
And I only sort of came to the conclusion last week that I'm not bothered if I don't sell any of my CDs. I'm just really enjoying creating the music and recording them, you know. So, and I suppose that's the best attitude to have, and according to that card. So your affirmation, Annette, is I am highly creative and artistic person. And so now I allow this side of myself to be expressed. So
okay.
How long have you been doing that?
Well, I'm going to be doing hydrangea wreath right now because I have a hydrangea bush in my backyard, and I make a hydrangea wreath.
Wow. I've never heard of anybody
Beautiful.
Doing that.
Yeah.
That's a novel idea, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very inspirational, that one.
Thank you.
Because I've had a hydrangea in my garden for about 5 years, and I've never even thought about creating a wreath with it. Well,
if you create one, you'll burn your neighbors after you.
I beg your pardon?
So if you create one, all your neighbors will want one.
Yeah, probably. Oh, mm-hmm. What a wonderful idea. All right, well, keep doing that and have a look around for anything else that's sort of an inspirational idea that nobody else has had. Because I don't know anybody else that's had that one. That's brilliant. So that
Thank
means
you.
You're tuned in to the very highest levels, you know, when you're getting ideas like that. Okay, then. So thanks a lot for calling in, Annette.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with your...
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Good luck for that with the hydrangea. Yes, that sounds like a fascinating idea. Already it's creative, you know, just in that making a wreath out of them. That's
Yeah, wow, brilliant.
That invites the creativity. Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, shall we bring another caller on? How many callers have we got on the switchboard there?
We have a few yet, and the next one is from the 954 area code, and I'll bring them on. 954, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Billy, a.k.a. Star Vixer. How are you doing, Gary and Jan?
Hey
there.
How are you? So you had your surgery this morning.
Yes, I did, and it went excellent. He said I was the best patient he had all day.
Oh, all day. Oh.
Yeah,
well,
sorry? I just wanted to say I love it when it's just you and Jan. You together make a great show.
Oh, that's lovely of you. Thank you very much.
Well, sometimes
Billy.
We get put together, we just have to wing it, you know, and I don't know. We're good at it. We figure things out as we go along.
Yeah, it's one of those days, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Can I do a card for you, Billy?
I certainly wish you would.
Okay, so I'm going to start shuffling, and we'll just Sorry?
Do me a favor. Count to 19 as quick as you can and stop shuffling.
Sorry, count to 19 and stop shuffling. Oh, right. I'll be here for 5 minutes. Right. The great big cards. Good grief.
19, that's good.
No, I haven't got there yet. I'll be here for 3 weeks.
No, you count in your head 19.
I know, but they're such big cards. It takes me like 5 seconds to shuffle once.
Tune in next week when Jen Christie is done counting the cards, and we will be on the cards.
Donna, you missed the point. Count in your head 19, even if you only shuffle them twice. You don't count and shuffle. Yeah.
Right. It's okay.
Yeah.
Now, I must have done 19, so just give me a number now between 1 and 5, please.
Five, please. Yes.
Okay. Right then, Billy, here we go. Oh, inner child. And we do all have an inner child. So let's just see what the inner child has to say to you. Okay, because we've chosen this card, it means just as you take care of small children by listening to them, playing with them and hugging them, so does your inner child yearn for nurturing. This card also asks you to have patience with yourself as you are growing and maturing at your own pace. So if you're feeling neglected and unappreciated, the most likely reason is that you've been ignoring your inner child's needs. And just as with any child, your inner child needs daily care and attention. This includes giving him or her constantly positive feedback. So take a moment to hug yourself right now, and everybody out there, hug yourself right now and tell yourself mentally or aloud, I love you. You are a wonderful and perfect child of God. So take some time today to play. Your playfulness could be as organized as going to an amusement park or playground, or as spontaneous as telling silly jokes with a friend. And your new daily habit of taking care of the kid within helps you feel more youthful and vigorous and will ultimately make you more productive. So you'll be filled with fresh new ideas, and your friends will soon be telling you how young and refreshed you look. Whoa, that's good. So, affirmation, I invest in myself by taking regular time to let go, play, and have fun.
You know me, so. Jan. I'm a 17-year-old in an old man costume. I just turned 59. I needed cataract surgery, but you know what? Last week I got a bicycle for the first time in like 10 years. It's a Cannondale. It's the top. The police used that bike. Anyway, it's a gorgeous bike, and my boss gave it to me for my exceptional work at work. And as Jan knows, I am a child, and nothing gives me more pleasure than creating for her. And I have a special request. Our friend Cindy got laid off this week, and I've been doing a lot of praying for her. And now that I'm speaking around the world, our friend Cindy needs a little prayer, even though I know she's going to be okay, because she's a hospice nurse, and believe it or not, people are dying all the time, and her calling is very much needed. Anyway, Gary and Jan, what a great day. I can see.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so pleased you can see, Billy. And I've never actually met Billy, but because Billy lives in Florida and I live here in the UK, but Billy has very kindly done all the videos for my songs. So he's been an absolute fantastically creative person doing that. So hope your eyes are better really soon. And so, I mean, you've been and had the hard work done now. So all you need to do now is just rest and get better and find some lovely things to do with your time while you're getting better. Okay.
And do you know that I lit up with goosebumps like I haven't since I was 9? Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you for calling in. Just remember, a body, it just allow your body to heal. Your body does what it does naturally, left up to its own design, and that's heal itself. So just take
it
easy.
But it really helps if people send you healing, because as scientists all over the world now have discovered that water has a memory, and that if you send water positive thoughts, that when they freeze it, it creates beautiful ice crystals, which doesn't occur if you send it negative thoughts or no thoughts at all. So because the body is 90-odd% water, that's obvious that healing is going to help. You know, so even now scientists are discovering that healing really does work.
You brought up a subject. I used to collect 3 gallons of rainwater and keep them in my room next to my computer. And as I was creating videos for Jan, I was sending this water all kinds of love. Yes, Jan, that's brilliant.
I didn't know about that, Billy.
Well, you know, there's a lot you don't know about. We've never met. But anyway, I love the show, and I'll let you people get on, okay? I'm here.
Thank you so much for calling in. Okay,
my
then.
My pleasure, darling. Love you.
Love you,
too. Bye-bye, Gary.
See you later.
Thanks for calling, Billy.
And how are we doing for callers? Does anybody else want an angel reading? I mean, a fairy card reading?
We still have several. We have one that's been on hold for 40 minutes. It's a Skype caller, 11111111. We'll go ahead and bring that up.
11111.
Hello, Skype caller.
Hi,
you
thanks so much for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Jessica.
Jessica, where are you calling from, Jessica?
I'm calling from New York City.
New York, right. 2 callers from New York we've had today. Well, it is a trans world co-creation. We get people calling in from all over the world, sometimes Singapore and Brazil even. A gentleman calls in from Brazil. And, shall I do a card reading for you? I keep calling them angel cards, but fairies are the angels of the nature wave. You know, they're fairies are the angels who look after the plants, and, you know, so they are angels in a way, but smaller versions. Okay, then. So I'm shuffling the cards, so tell me when to stop. I've been shuffling since Gary answered the line. So if you tell me when to stop, I shall get a number for
you. Sure. You could stop.
Okay. And what number would you like between 1 and 5?
I'm thinking 5. It's calling out to me.
Okay. All right, then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, whatever's calling out to you is the card you need to be getting. And this one is Family Harmony. So, everybody, I mean, you know what families are like. Families, I think they're probably the hardest things on earth to keep harmony in permanently.
Yes, sometimes it is.
That's it, because they say you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family.
Yep.
And the card meaning is your relationships with family members are healing. So as you hold loving thoughts and feelings about the souls involved, including yourself, you experience genuine harmony within your family. Every person in your life is affected by your beliefs and expectations, including your family members. And by drawing this card, you are counseled to hold positive and loving thoughts about anyone who seems to have irritated or hurt you. And the more loving energy you send to each person, the more love will be redirected back to you. Have patience. You are beginning to feel a great healing occurring in your family relationships. And the fairies ask you to think of 3 reasons why you are grateful for each member of your family. If one person seems to particularly frustrate you, think of 5 reasons why that person is worthy of love. Send blessings and prayers to that person, and your relationship will show immediate signs of improvement. And the affirmation is, I see the goodness within each member of my family. My family life is harmonious and filled with love and joy. So that's the affirmation. And if you keep repeating that, it actually really does come true.
Well, that is a good one.
Yeah, that's good. I hope that was significant for you.
Yeah, it actually is significant for me, and thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So we do have to keep working at relationships, and not only with our families, with everyone around us, everyone in the workplace, or, you know, and send love especially to people who get on your nerves, to people who go out of the way to wind you up, you know, and there are people out there that do that. And it's sad, but, you know, however they treat you, don't treat them the same way back. Treat them how you would like to be treated. That's my motto.
Yeah, sometimes that's hard to do, but definitely well worth it, you know, because then you can have, you know, honor in your own self for the way you react and act to people. You can always count on that. And look back at that as something that you could be proud of yourself for, regardless of how someone else may have mistreated you.
Yeah, I mean, people say, why did you do that for them? They wouldn't have done it for you. And I say, well, that's their problem, not mine. If they wouldn't do it for me, they've got that to deal with. I don't, because I would do it for them. So,
that's right. We all have to live with our own, our own ways and decisions that we do things. So I think that's really essential. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for your advice as well. That was great.
God
okay, then. Thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye. Yeah, that was the second call from New York. It's exciting wondering where they're going to be calling from next, isn't it, Gary?
Several on hold. There's another. The next one's been on hold for 21 minutes.
All right.
And they're from the 515 area code. 515, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tammy and I'm calling from Iowa. How are you both?
Hi
Tammy.
Hi.
How are you? Are you in the chat room as well? Are you in the chat room, Tammy?
I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh, we do have a live chat room, you know, with the show. You just need to get on the show page, scroll down, and if you register with Blog Talk Radio, this is for anyone else out there who wonders what we're talking about when we're on about the chat room, just register with Blog Talk Radio with, you know, with a username. You can type into the live chat room. So, okay, Tammy.
It's
so
free and relatively painless.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And we don't bite. We're nearly human. Okay, I've just been shuffling the cards all the time we've been speaking. So, do you want me to stop now?
Sure.
Okay, so if you give me a number between 1 and 5.
2.
Number 2. Right, we haven't had number 2 today up to now. And, right, and this is Awakening Your True Self. Wow, that's a really interesting card. And maybe you actually have been awakening already. So it says you're beginning to recover your natural identity, including your old sense of humor, interests, passions, and desires. Trust that any confusion or changes you're currently experiencing are part of your healthful evaluation or evolution, sorry. So, as if a cloud has lifted from your mind and heart, you're beginning to see life from the perspective of your old self. You just went through a period where you gave up who you are to please another person. And you buried your interests, ignored your friends, tried to fit into another person's lifestyle, and now your old self is emerging. You're back, and as you recover your authentic self, your life and your personality are going through big changes. Hold tight and allow these changes to occur. The fairies ask you to trust that parts of your life and personality that are falling away are inauthentic and false. Know that you are building a solid foundation of truth and that everything is working out perfectly right now. And your affirmation is, I now give myself permission to be true to myself. Well, that's brilliant. So take back your sovereignty as well and take back your power. And if anybody has taken your power away from you at any time, you know, all you need to do is just get it back, reclaim it, just put them in their place. Because we all need to speak our truth at times. You know, if we're not happy about something, if we speak our truth and let the person know what you're not happy about, you know, that's all we need to do. And they have more respect for you as well because you do that, don't they? So have you had to do that recently? Because I have to do that occasionally.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, yes. Me too.
Oh, so that card is appropriate for you then?
Exactly. Exactly. Very much so. Very
oh,
much
so. Brilliant. That's great.
Yes.
Anybody else out there who can identify with that, the message is for you too, because we can't take every caller that comes on the switchboard because we only have a 90-minute show. And during the show, we do try to fit in a meditation. We've got a beautiful heart meditation by Gary in a bit later on. As soon as we've finished doing the callers, so I think if we've got another caller, we'll thank you for calling in and thank you so much for getting, you know, choosing that card that is appropriate to me too. So
thanks a lot for that.
Well, thank you so much for that reading. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Lovely to speak to you. Thank you. You too, Tammy.
All
okay,
right.
Thanks
bye.
For calling
bye.
In.
Bye.
Thank you.
Sure.
Bye.
Okay, we've got three more callers left.
Yeah.
So, and the next caller is from the 404 area code. And we'll go ahead and bring them on.
I'll be shuffling.
404. Mm-hmm. You are
hello?
On air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is T. I'm calling from Atlanta.
T, did you say?
Yes, sorry.
T, how are you
Atlanta.
Spelling that? T.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm still shuffling.
T for two.
Okay.
She's from she's from Atlantis.
Oh,
you
came Atlantis. We all originally. Okay then. So we're shuffling for tea, and T's going to tell us when to stop in a second, and then we'll get a number from you, T, and see what card the bearers have chosen for you.
Okay, you get that.
Okay, I'll stop now. So if you give me a number between 1 and 5.
3.
3? Okay,
3.
Brilliant. All right, let's have a look at what we've got. And it's positive expectations. Wow. That's brilliant, because we need to keep everything as positive as possible in our life. And so the meaning of this card is keep up your hopes, dreams, and affirmations, visualizations, and prayers, as they will be wonderfully manifested right now. Don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle occurs. Wow. So you planted the seeds of manifestation with your positive thoughts and emotions, yet you may be discouraged occasionally because you aren't seeing immediate results. You start to have pessimistic thoughts and wonder whether your faith is unjustified. Hold on to your faith, though. Although your manifestation is taking longer than you'd hoped, it is coming to you. You certainly don't want to cancel or cloud your manifestation with miscreations that come from negative thoughts. So at your earliest convenience, go outside in nature, even in a backyard or a small park will do, and mentally converse with your friends, the fairies. They are absolute experts at manifestation. Tell them about your doubts, fears, and disappointments, as well as your hopes and dreams, and ask the fairies to help you release any negativity you may have and feel them surround you with healing, love, and light. Oh, and the affirmation for that card is, I am safe, confident, and secure, and I feel joyful about my future. That is a lovely card for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you identify with that?
Yes, I can.
Oh, brilliant. That's great. Okay, then. So it's a message for all of us there to keep positive, especially with everything that's going on in the world right now, because the time, we're getting into a new time wave very shortly. There's a time shift coming. And I think, as far as I can make out from what I've read, the dimensions are going to split, and there'll be some people heading into the fifth dimension, and some people will be staying in the third and fourth. So by keeping positive and becoming as enlightened, which means full of light and love, as possible, we help to create that. And we help to create the very, very best for ourselves and create our heaven on earth, how we want it to be.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, T, for phoning in.
Yes, thank you so much.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Then. Thanks a lot. From Atlanta.
We'll go ahead and put you.
Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and put you back on hold, and we'll move on to the next caller from the 774 area code. 774, you are on air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Oh, hello. I'm Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Tracy, I'm calling from Massachusetts. This is the North American coast, East Coast.
All right.
Great.
Yeah, I need to get the map out of America and just see where everything is. I'm not very good at American geography, I'm afraid. I'm not even very good at
it. It's right next door to New York, actually.
Oh, is it? All right.
A little north of New York, yeah, a little north of there on the East Coast. Right near Cape Cod, really.
Oh. Okay, so I'm still shuffling. If you want to tell me when to stop, and
Okay.
Be quick before my wrists drop off. Okay. Right then. So if you give me a number between 1 and 5, I'll pick you a card. Well, I'm not picking it. The fairy, you and the fairies are picking it. Okay.
I'll go for one. I don't know why, but I'll go
right,
for one.
All right, number one. Yeah, well, whatever your heart tells you to go for, that is the card you need to get. Okay, because it's a message especially for you. And the card that you've chosen is letting go. So, is that appropriate? It says,
yeah,
you aren't receiving positive results because you're struggling too much to solve the problem. By letting go, you're opening yourself up to a miraculous resolution. Because problems are caused by human thinking and action. And that's why problems aren't solved by additional human thinking and action. When we think hard or struggle to resolve a crisis, things can actually get worse. So by drawing this card, you're being asked to stop the human struggle. Stop thinking about the problem, since a focus on negativity can manifest even more negativity. Say aloud or silently, I'm willing to surrender this situation to my Creator right now. And by affirming this statement, heaven is able to intervene on your behalf. And you'll instantly feel relief. You know, just throw it away. Just say, take that, please, universe, and sort it out for me. I'm always doing that. And you'll instantly feel relief, and you'll be gratified to see how easily and naturally the situation resolves itself. And the affirmation is, I am willing to surrender this situation to my Creator right now. When I let go, everything turns out perfectly. So, is that appropriate for you?
I'd say so. It's a tough one because, you know, well, you've got to really know what it is that you're supposed to be letting go of. And
well, anything that you're holding on to that is not serving your higher self or
yes,
is not serving you how it should be, because there's plenty of situations around our lives that we don't need, and even in relationships with other people, you know, if we just let go and say to the Creator, please sort this out. Or if you've got money worries or any sort of troubles at all, stop struggling with it and just hand it over to the Creator and say, please sort this out for me. And especially if there's something that you don't know how to sort out. And as it
right,
says, by thinking about the negative situation, you can actually increase negativity rather than positivity. And by letting go, you're taking a positive step towards solving it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
if I think about the problem gets bigger. If I think about the solution, the problem goes away.
That's true. Yes, there's a lot of letting go being done lately, of releasing and so forth, for the this big shift that we're going through. And it seems like, you know, you no matter how much you do let go of, there's always more. But it's that's quite a task.
It's a lifetime journey, isn't it, Tracy? You know, we have
to stay focused on the solution, and the solutions will present themselves.
Yes.
They really will.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And because you've chosen that card, you know, take whatever information you were given about it, you know, and act on it, really. So maybe you haven't got anything just at this minute you want to let go of, but maybe by tomorrow you'll think, yes, I need to let go of that. And sometimes you don't realize you need to let go of something. Sometimes you create more pain for yourself by holding on to it, because sometimes to let go of it, you've got to step outside your comfort zone.
Well,
you know,
certainly, it's a matter of letting go of worries, probably, different worries that are the biggest thing right now, yeah. The only reason I was home, I managed to catch this today, which is really fun, is because I'm home not feeling well, so physical ailment, yeah. So I'm trying to let go of the physical ailment right now that seems to have been plaguing me for a few days. But other than that, I think it's basically just worries. I've done a lot of releasing. I do Reiki as well. I noticed that.
Yeah.
Reiki math. Yeah. Shambhala.
Mm-hmm. No, no, I'm not. I'm a therapeutic channeling, which is Asini energy medicine. So it's very similar to Reiki, but it comes in on a different vibration.
Uh-huh.
And it was given to the Essenes when Moses was on the mountain and he got the Ten Commandments. The information was given then, but we didn't know anything about it until the 1940s, till the Dead Sea Scrolls were translated. So, you know, it's very similar. But
wow,
that's really good. So you know what you're holding on to and what you need to let go of. And as you said, you've been going through a big shift yourself. All of us are going through a big shift at the moment, and it can be a rocky ride. We need to fasten our seatbelts and, you know, get on with it.
Yeah. I think it's hitting my solar plexus because that's where I'm having all the discomfort today and over the past few days, and there's a lot of energy coming in. So maybe that's why I'm thinking maybe that's why that area is so tender and inflamed right now. Maybe it just can't take in as much as they're doling out.
No, that's right. Oh. Well, good luck with that. And I think we're all going through it at the minute, and everybody I speak to is. So many blessings coming your way, and the fairies are helping you to do that.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you
for calling.
Tracy.
Oh, it was wonderful talking to you. Thank you.
You too. Thank you very much. Thanks.
And thank you for
Tracy.
The affirmation. I do use them.
Oh, good.
You'll be better in no time.
Yes. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
we have two more callers left. The next one is from the 504.
We have to be quick if we want to get our meditation in, don't we? Okay,
right.
So
504.
Okay.
You're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Debbie from Louisiana.
Hi, Debbie. Oh, nice brown
voice
there. Lovely energy.
Thank you.
I can feel it from here. And
I love
everybody
Louisiana.
Has lovely... Everybody's got lovely energy who's been on here today, so up to now. So Debbie, I'm still shuffling, so do you want to tell me when to stop
now?
Okay, and if you want to give me a number between 1 and 5, I'll get the appropriate card for you.
3.
Right, 1, 2, 3. Here we go, and let's see which one this is. Creative expression. Well, we've already had that one earlier, and another lady got this card, but it doesn't matter because it's, if you didn't hear, did you hear the other lady's reading of this card?
I think I did. I almost said 4, but it was like 3 or 4. I must need it then.
Yeah, you must need it, yeah. And I'll read it again for you, Debbie.
Thank you.
And so the card reading, I've got the wrong teeth in. These are the dogs. I'm breaking them in for the dog. Okay, so it's your heart needs an outlet to express powerful emotions. And by drawing this card, you are urged to engage in an artistic or creative endeavor. And so it says the fairies sing, dance, and make beautiful decorations as a way of expressing their heart's joyful energy. And you too are urged to create an outlet for it. Creative expression. Anything artistic or creative will make your heart sing with joy and will allow you to get in touch with your true inner feelings and divine guidance. So painting, flower arranging, photography, sand sculpting, writing or composing songs are all wonderful examples. And so your creative expression doesn't need to be skillful or perfect. In fact, the most therapeutic types of creative activities allow you to paint outside the lines. In other words, don't worry whether your creative project is perfect or marketable. Let go of all goals and judgments and instead create with childlike exuberance. Enjoy. So just enjoy doing what you're doing. And that way you're in tune with your higher self and with the creator. And the affirmation is, I am highly creative and artistic person, and I allow this side of myself to be expressed. So, you know, don't even bother if anybody laughs at what you do. Because when I was first decorating this room about maybe 10 years ago, I decided I was going to paint a mural on the wall. So with dark blue gloss paint, I painted everything white, or just soft white, I think it was, and I got this dark blue gloss paint because I didn't have any emulsion paint at the time, and decided to paint a seascape on my wall. And and so I did that, but, I mean, I did have lighter coloured emulsion blue, or I did have some white that I could mix in with the blue, and so I did it in different colours, and I had turquoise and all sorts of, you know, like you would see in the sea, and I put a balustrade across the front and some big mountains and things in the back, but I was just there slapping it on like Rolf Harris. You've heard of Rolf Harris, haven't you, from Australia? He paints on walls. Yeah. And so I'm just slapping it on like Rolf Harris, and my daughter-in-law came in. She said, "What are you doing?" She said, "It's gloss paint." I said, "Yes, I know, it's all I've got." But and, you know, because it was shiny, the water was shiny, it looked really good. I was quite pleased with it. And it allowed me to be relegated to
high vibration,
though. Yeah. Yeah, so so whatever you're doing when you're creating is of the higher vibration. So there you go.
Also apply to music and food, cooking, whatever it is you're creating.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't have to be painting.
Writing. Well, I do both, writing and painting.
Ah.
Right.
It's any of that Cajun cooking. I love that, too.
I do want to write a children's book, so I think this is a double message to get started.
Oh. Yeah, well, get writing children's books. That's brilliant. And it says, you know, tune into your inner child and do it, you know.
Okay.
Do it with childlike abandon and exuberance. Okay, then. There you go. So thanks so much for calling in. And
thank you.
Do we have time for one more caller before we...
One more caller. We have one last caller from 928 area code. Yeah, 928,
hello.
You are on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Elfina from Arizona.
Tina?
Hello?
Is it Tina, Alfina? Did you say? Pardon?
Elfina.
Altina.
Elfina, A-L-P-H-I-N-A.
Oh, Elfina. Right, lovely. That's an unusual name. I haven't heard that one. Beautiful. Okay, so I'm shuffling, so if you'd like to tell me when to stop, we'll choose a card for you. Okay, I'm still shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. Right, and if you want to give me a number between 1 and 5?
3.
3, okay. This is a raunchy one. Sexuality.
Ooh.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, the card meaning is, if you've chosen this one, your sexual self needs some attention. And by drawing this card, you are urged to be honest with yourself about your sexuality and to take appropriate steps. So sexuality is an important part of life, not just to our physical self, but to our emotional and spiritual selves. And the fairy realm understands the unique joy that comes from sexual experiences. They know about the divine light that is created when you merge with a beloved partner. They understand the release that sexuality brings about. And by drawing this card, you're being guided to heal any sexual issues that may have arisen from negative experiences. If you were ever sexually abused, this card may signal a call for help from your inner self. You may be directed to seek professional counseling or a support group to overcome negative sexual or body image issues, or to heal a sexually unsatisfying relationship. And the fairies will guide you to the appropriate resources so that you can be truly free to experience the dynamic aspects of your sexuality. So, the affirmation is, my sexual self is attractive, healthy, and able to experience great pleasure. So, that is a lovely card. And as it says, it's very important for our well-being You know, so can you identify with that card at all, Alpina?
No.
No? Oh.
No.
Well.
Okay.
Well, if you like, I'll choose another one for you. So if you
well,
want
it sure
to...
picked up the ears of the rest of the chat room. They
yeah, I know. That maybe was picked out for someone else who needed to hear that. So, and maybe I wouldn't admit. Maybe I wouldn't admit to it if I'd have needed that card. But, you know, how are we doing for time? We're going to have to actually get on with...
We have... The meditation is 13 minutes. We've got it roughly 10 minutes before we run out of time. So
yeah, so I think we're gonna have to not bother with that. So I'll choose another card for you. I'm shuffling again. So if you'd like to give me a number and tell me when to stop shuffling, and then I'll choose another one for you because you might find one that you can identify with better. Okay. Usually.
Stop.
Okay, stop. Usually they are the ones.
And that's kind of what Jamie
was
saying. He said all the readings are meant for you if you're there to hear it. So
yeah, and someone else said maybe that was the room card. Sometimes you choose a card that's for the whole room, you know, the chat room, for example. Okay, so tell me what number you would like, Alpina.
Two.
Number two. Okay. Oh, I've got the same card again. I've given them a really good shuffle and chosen the card again. So, I'll read it
so
again.
It's telling
it
your higher self
again.
Perhaps that's something it is you do need to hear, perhaps.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm going to read it again because somebody out there needs it for it to come out twice. I've never known it come out twice for the same person when I said I'd choose another one. So, I'll read it again. Okay. Your sexual self needs some attention. By drawing this card, you are urged to be honest with yourself about your sexuality and to take appropriate steps. Sexuality is an important part of life, not to just to your physical self, but to our emotional and spiritual selves. And the fairy realm understands the unique joy that comes from sexual experiences. They know about the divine light that is created when you merge with a beloved partner, and they understand the release that sexuality brings about. So by drawing this card, you're being guided to heal any sexual issues that may have arisen from negative experiences. So if you ever sexually abuse, this card may signal a call for help from your inner self, and you may be directed to seek professional counseling or a support group to overcome negative sexual or body image issues, or to heal a sexually unsatisfying relationship. And the fairies will guide you to the appropriate resources so that you can be truly free to experience the dynamic aspect of your sexuality. And the affirmation is, my sexual self is attractive, healthy, and able to experience great pleasure. Okay, so I'm so sorry if you can't identify with that, but it's come out twice, so somebody actually needs to hear that. So, Alpina, I'm so sorry if you still can't identify with it, but there we go. It's come out again. So I think we'll say thank you so much for your call, and we'll just play some beautiful music next.
Thank you for calling,
and we still have
time to play
you.
The meditation if we wish to do that. So we have time now. So,
do you think, right, 19
yes.
minutes? Okay, then go straight ahead and cue that, if you will, please, Gary. In fact, I've got it right here on the switchboard. I'll just press play now. Okay,
okay.
Here we go. So thank you so much to all the callers.
Yes, thank you, callers.
And we'll mentally light our candles for world peace and spiritual unity and harmony.
begin as we always begin, simply by being aware. Aware of what we're experiencing. Aware of what's going on. As we close our eyes, this closes off the outer world, allowing our attention and our focus to experience what's inside of us. Experiences of what we are hearing and sensing around us. Everything that happens in this meditation is absolutely perfect. Be easy. Let it all go. And as always, letting thoughts just be a meaningless activity in the mind, a flow of energy. Not minding the content of the thought, not resisting. Bringing the awareness to the body. Noticing what you may be feeling in your body. Perhaps you're noticing your heart beating. What about your breathing? Bringing your awareness to your breath. Noticing the breath moving in and out. Expand your stomach and allow your breath to come into your entire being. Notice how your body feels as you breathe. Bringing the awareness to the belly, allowing it to soften and relax. Noticing how the breath goes deep into your entire being. Noticing all the aspects of the experience of breathing. Feeling the movement of the air in and out of the nose. The temperature of the air. The sensation of that movement. Breathe deeply. Easily favor the experience of breathing. Gently bringing the attention to the area of the heart. Bringing the awareness to the heart. Letting the breathing happen in your heart, as if your heart is breathing. Energy to the heart that fills the breath with the energy of love. All sorts of experiences can come when we bring our awareness to the heart area. It wakes it up, connects us with what we're feeling there. Breathing in to the heart, you nourish the heart. Breathing out, we let go of what isn't needed. We cleanse the heart, letting all those ideas go and simply being present to the breath, moving in and out. Simply being present to the heart. Whenever the mind is wandering, easily bring the attention back to the breath and to the heart, not minding what happens. There could be some ache in the heart, some pain, some grief. There could be some sense of the energy of love. Simply having our awareness on the heart nourishes the heart. Continuing for a while with the awareness on the breath and on the heart. Simply noticing whatever arises in that experience. And at any time the attention wanders, simply bring it back to the process. Simply noticing what's being felt in the body now as we start to prepare to come back from meditation. See how the body wants to move. Let it stretch, move. Take some deep breaths. Just very, very gradually come out of meditation. And when you feel ready, open your eyes.
Oh, that was Lisa Gerrard. Now we are free. Thank you for the beautiful meditation, Gary. It was wonderful. And thank you to everyone in the chat room for being here and the listeners out there. Thank you to the callers. Thank you to the angelic realm for being with us. And, you know, it's been different. Thank you to the fairy realm for being here as well. And did I say next week it's Psychic Jethro, backed by popular demand?
Great.
Did I? Yeah.
Awesome.
So, brilliant, eh?
Hopefully he'll show up.
Oh, I know he will. Okay, then. I think that Kelly must have been ill or something, but I'll find out tomorrow probably. So we're going to say goodbye and God bless and play out with this. So join us next week. And I'm playing out with one of my songs, not my new one. It's not going to be ready till next week, but this one is Love is the New Religion. So goodbye
Wonderful.
And God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Much love to all.
Thank you, Gary.
Love is the way.
Thank you, Jen Christie. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
I love you all.
To our new hit story, love is the answer. It's the solution. Love is the new revolution. Love is the place. Will become, it's a transfusion of a bloodless revolution.
Bye.